when we are at our lowest, God is with us. And when we were at our highest, God is with us. I'd like to share back to 1 Peter 4:9. That is the message. We should stand firm in our faith. A symbol of peace. Being one. Here's the mama and the two little baby doves with her, being one. In John 17, starting at 10. Let me tell you, the message that I see here is not everyone's going to understand the gift of eternal salvation. There are going to be, and unfortunately you see it in the scripture, it says the ones that were chosen. There are going to be some people that are never going to get it, no matter what. But it's not our job to find out who is going to be chosen. Our job is to share the gift of eternal salvation with everyone. Not just the rich and the famous, not just our close neighbors, but everyone. And that means the poor soul that's sitting on the side of the road in a fit of drunkenness or whatever, he deserves being saved as well. Some of us go about our lives and we pick and choose what we're going to do and who our friends are going to be. And that's okay. But when it comes to the gift of salvation, we don't have that luxury to pick and choose. God is gonna do that. We need to be an open vessel to the mission in hand, to His grace. So we need to stand firm in our faith. When someone comes up and challenges you, the great deceiver in this world is the devil, and he uses all kind of deception to convince us that life is good and we don't need to do anything. And we need to stand firm. We need to stand firm in our strength and our resolve to do what we can possibly do to restore peace on earth. Now, how can I do that? Well, I can't answer for you, but I bet you if you go and get on your knees tonight and pray for God to come in your life and give you some direction on where you need to go to serve Him, be careful. You might get an answer. And then it might not be the answer that you wanted to have. But be prepared for the mission at hand. Here's the good news. We're all together in one. We're all together. And there's power when we are combined. We can break a pencil easy. When you put two together, it's not so easy. You put three together. You put more together. Same thing with our will. Our souls. When one or two are gathered in His name, He is with us. He strengthens us. And He didn't leave us orphaned. The power of the Holy Spirit is there to guide us, to strengthen us. So, in this Memorial Day, in this Ascension Sunday, let us stand firm in our faith. We are one in Christ. And therefore, one with each other, and one with others throughout the ages. Let us pray.